Identify for retina scan.
FGO radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine won't be prevented from working at all.
Understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is F-Bill Radio, episode 15, January 8th, 2006. Mr. White, Malice Factor, Big City, WMF, Google Video, and a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, what the hell? You're supposed to let it play out, I thought.
Supposed to let it fully play out?
Yeah. That's what we discussed.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go back?
Yeah, let's play it over again.
The whole damn thing again?
Yeah.
Should we record it again or no?
No. Just start up the theme song from right now.
You got a theme song?
Yeah, that whole thing we just listened to?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go back over everything we previously did? Start?
No, just hit fucking play, man, on the songs. I'm telling you.
I just got one up.
All right. I'm not sure I know what you mean.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Who?
What the fuck are we talking about?
What's up, everybody? As you heard, this is episode 15. First one for 2006. The new intro? I don't know. Everybody like it? I was so cranked up, I forgot I was supposed to say something over all the applause there.
Yeah, I forgot I was supposed to maybe help you.
Yeah, I got into it, into, you know,
I was looking at you like so I was just, you know, mad that you were talking and interrupting my groove, man.
I was stomping my feet, headbanging there to that, you know? It's a good time.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, we're back from our hiatus.
Hiatus. How was it? Good vacation for you guys or what?
Dude, what vacation?
You know?
I don't fucking get days off of work.
I hear you, man.
I had a nice time with myself.
The F-Bill vacation.
The F-Bill vacation?
Yeah. I kind of liked having Sunday nights off.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, it was only one.
Yeah, you're right, but...
We have every other Sunday night off. Come on, you don't enjoy being here?
I do. I'm just saying.
That's what I thought.
I got lots
of. Well, he doesn't really have a choice. I mean, he is kind of like an indentured servant. Much like I am to Mr. White's, you know.
Is that because of my skin
tyranny.
Color?
What, my tyranny? I'm not the boss.
Dude, you're definitely more bossier than Malice
Factor. I am bossier than Malice Factor.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're bossier than I am, and I don't boss myself around usually because... That'd just be weird.
I kind of just go with the flow. I do what Mr. White tells me to, unless it involves like actually doing something helpful.
So I guess I am the boss then.
Yeah.
But without the power to fire anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We signed long-term contracts.
So like if I told you to do something, you said, fuck you, there's just nothing I can do about it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
you speak as if you never worked in the IT industry before.
Hey, I'll take that responsibility.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Definitely the mastermind behind F-Bill Radio, and you know we have to bow down to that. So,
dude, there's nothing to be a mastermind of.
Yeah, you're such a simpleton.
Yeah,
so humble.
I don't know. I try. I was trying to brew up some ideas over the break, but you know, get a post in the forums about how to get people listening.
Yeah, you know? Go into those forums anymore.
Yeah,
man.
Somebody suggested dropping flyers and then nuking the people that read the flyers.
Oh, man.
Dude, that was a good idea.
That was your idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that idea is totally going to work.
Yeah. Well, Metatron backed it, I think.
Oh, of course he did. He's down.
I don't know. We threw, what, t-shirt ideas we're trying to come up with. I think the logo we're trying to come up with. You know, shit, we were supposed to discuss that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah,
Were
we?
Dude, do you want to cut the show and start again?
No.
And talk about it?
No.
We'll, like, go back in time? It'll almost be like a time warp for the listener.
No.
Right.
It'd be like, you know, bleh, 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 and we're going to be back in time.
What, you're going to pause the recording, and we're going to go discuss that and come back and start
and
like we never did anything?
Then we'll just be like, oh, I was supposed to mention this.
Or
yes,
we can just go to the end of this show and talk about whatever we're supposed to talk about. Instant cassettes.
We could just...
Out in stores?
Or we could just talk about it.
Finished.
We could just...
You know?
What? No, I didn't... I'm not
no, you didn't get the reference. No.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
The logo.
What about
what logo?
Well, see, that's the thing, is we didn't discuss it.
But I didn't know we were supposed to discuss it.
Yeah, I know you didn't know.
Damn it.
Because I haven't talked to you.
Should I get into, like, the forum thing? Is that where you
no,
hang
it
out?
Has
now
nothing
you hang
to do
out
with...
the F-Bill forums?
Well, I tried.
Hey, everybody go to F-Bill Radio.
.com.
.com. That's where you'll hear all this fun stuff like this show. That's probably where you got it from. No, maybe not if you're a podcaster.
iTuneser.
iTuner.
You're an iTuner.
iTunerer.
iTunerlonian.
I was supposed to fix the feed on there, too. I didn't get to that.
Yeah,
I was sick over the break.
No, you weren't.
I got fucking sick. Yeah, no, you know I was.
You're only mentally sick.
Shut up.
It's all in your head.
I was physically sick.
You know, the next time you try calling me out in the Ass Mouse Factory section, I'm going to fucking stab you.
I'll wait for it.
Dude, when you get home tonight, post something on there.
Who, me?
Why, what'd you post to offend him, man?
Not that I just called him out because he didn't answer a question.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's saying I...
Why don't
I'm calling you out, Nick.
Next time, why don't you come to me and I'll help resolve the problem, being that I am upper management here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the next time he calls me out in my section of forums, I'm going to fucking stab him.
Dude, I'm going to make my own section of the forums. I'm just going to call you out all the time in my section and be like, yeah, what, motherfucker? What do you got? What do you got in my section of the forum?
Yeah, and then I'll hit you with the ban hammer, just because.
Oh, no, he's an admin.
Dude,
now.
I'm admin now. You can't admin.
You think I can't go as super admin and fucking hit you with the super ban hammer?
You're just an end user.
No, he's super admin. You're regular admin.
Yeah, you're right,
that's
man.
Completely fucked.
Dude, he's super admin, man.
Yeah, you have no power over me, man. Super admin,
you
Trump's
have no power
admin.
Over me. Labyrinth.
If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could possibly imagine, Big City.
I don't know. There's no line to that. I just hit you with a lightsaber in your eye.
That's why I said it. That's why, because I know that you couldn't say anything to retaliate, man.
You want to pause for a knife fight here or something?
No.
Yeah, he gets the rubber one. I'll use the one you pulled out of your pocket.
Oh, yeah?
A couple minutes ago.
Dude.
The real one, man.
You're crazy.
What, this one?
Yeah, that's real nice. Real nice for the listeners.
I thought so.
They can't fucking see that. I can't even see it.
Seriously.
Well, it's because we make you sit in the corner with your back to us.
Yeah, I know.
You're like,
I feel like I'm talking to a
second-class citizen over there, man.
I'm sorry. We don't have a better furniture arrangement in this place, you know?
I'm writing a letter to management.
All right. Hey, I mean, we could set it up at your house.
God,
you got that whole basement.
Bastards.
Yeah, you
we
do.
We can set it up, man.
Yeah.
We could set it up.
Dude, right.
We could soundproof the walls,
you know,
man.
You could soundproof the walls.
Could
dude, we could
set
it up, man. We could be pro. You could buy all the shit, too. It'd be cool, man.
Dude, how about you set it up, and I'll just come by, and we'll just go on that.
Like, go on what?
I'll come by, and everything will be set up. Cool.
Yeah, I'll set it up. You buy everything.
Oh, well, I don't want to buy anything.
You know? Because I'm not going to lug this over there, like, every week.
Why not?
You know? Oh, that would suck. You know?
I don't know what was. Anyway.
Yeah, so what were we talking about before?
Aren't we a tech-oriented show?
What? Shut your mouth.
Fuck off.
Yes, we're supposedly a tech-oriented show. I don't
supposedly.
Know. Dude, are we going to talk about the logo? You want to talk about it right now?
No, why should we?
No?
This
is like a visual element.
Dude, it's well past
the
point.
An audio element.
Well past the point.
All right, so we'll talk about it next time. Okay.
I guess
everyone's going to have to wait till next time.
Yeah, if they actually want to listen to us ever again after
they probably won't.
You know, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
This has been the most torturous 13 and a half minutes I've ever sat through.
Yeah. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, Big City is going to... He has that look on his face like he wants to resign. He's going to have a letter of resignation on your desk tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Mr. White.
It would be sweet if we had, like, a studio. Like, it would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
How'd the blacksmithing go? Huh?
Huh?
Been doing some blacksmithing?
Yeah, I've been doing some blacksmithing. Actually, dude, I saw Narnia last night.
Narnia?
And...
How was that?
It got me all amped up, so I started painting Warhammer guys today.
Really?
Yep.
That ain't
back
gonna last
in the Warhammer,
long.
Huh?
No, it ain't gonna last long, but I started doing it today.
Dude, I'd love to be painting Warhammer guys. I still have them.
Didn't you do that like 5 years ago, man? A
couple years ago,
dude,
man. I fucking love it, dude.
Last winter we were hardcore into it.
Yeah, I just...
Fuck happened, man? You both fell off the wagon.
Start doing shit like this.
Dude, I bought a fucking house. That's enough.
You know? Dude, it's... Warhammer's fucking sweet. Like, real sweet.
Yeah. Except when you try going to one of those stores to buy Warhammer figurines.
Dude, it's like anything else. Comic book stores, or fucking
Apple
talk to
stores.
Magic the Gathering nerds and D&D nerds, you know. It's like
Apple nerds.
Apple nerds.
They don't fucking smell.
They're all douchebags. All of them. People that are like so into something are just...
Best Buy people.
You know, Best Buy people.
But they're not really nerds,
though. I think
just
people.
Though,
I don't think we like people at all, do we?
I can speak for myself when I tell you that I really don't like people.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I'd second that opinion about him, that he doesn't really like people.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure he likes me.
Are you talking about me or Mr. White?
both of you guys. In summary, I feel that I'm not.
Well, I really feel that. I feel that you don't like humanity at all, Big City.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, see, so. And Mr. White kind of doesn't like anybody either who uses Windows and
Mr. White's
PCs.
Not true.
And
he's all pasty and stuff. He never leaves the
people who use Dell laptops.
Pasty and 400 pounds.
He never leaves the house.
Damn it.
Playing EverQuest all
I'll
day
never
long.
Get chicks from doing this show now.
That is correct, sir.
My cover's been blown.
Yeah, your skin's like growing into the couch. Like
yeah,
that
actually,
one episode.
It has a weird pattern on it.
Paisley.
The paisley pattern on my skin. And it's all like bumpy and stuff from the...
That's
okay, yeah, that's really not necessary. You didn't have to go
like
up to that
bandaged,
length.
Like if your arm's been bandaged, you know? It gets all lumpy and stuff.
I guess, and my arm's never been bandaged.
You kind of look like your whole body looks like that patch of skin when you pull a Band-Aid off and it's all white and like gross. It smells funny.
Disgusting.
Like almonds.
And is moist.
You look like Darth moist. Vader's head after he took his mask off.
Right,
man.
That's a perfect analogy. You look like that all over.
And 400 pounds.
And 400 pounds.
Yeah, you have no redeeming qualities. You're not even the master of the dark side of the force.
With a size 4 shoe.
All right,
so
twinkle
toes. I can't balance. I'm walking on points here.
Right.
Okay.
So now that you feel better, we just spent the last like couple minutes making fun of Mr. White. Would you like to, you know, make fun of me? Would that, you know, make you feel better? Big
Who, me?
City?
No, we were doing like a make fun of Mr. White session, were we?
Yeah, we were.
Ah, I missed it.
I'm crying on the inside now.
He is. I see the tears forming on the inside of his gelatinous 400-pound body.
Hey, lardass, keep the show going. Do something, will you?
Shit.
Song and dance. Next.
I got the Asterisk book from O'Reilly. Pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, and what does it look like again on the front cover there?
Oh, they put Starfish on the cover.
Chocolate
and apparently,
Starfish.
Apparently, Big City read the colophone before we went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Why did they use starfish exactly?
Well, the starfish in nature looks like a star, as an asterisk looks like a star. And as we all know, if you have a little starfish, that is an asshole, and only an asshole is going to use asterisks. So I think that pretty much sums up why there's a starfish on the cover of that book.
And we just lost the last two listeners.
There they go.
Blame O'Reilly, man. They wrote it in their
fucking
colophone.
There's some milk in the fridge. It's about to go bad.
Mom, there's some milk in the fridge.
Yeah, join the open source PBX revolution.
Dude, Asterisk kicks ass, man.
The future of telephony.
Yeah,
I just fucking formatted my Asterisk box because I was going to redo it. I was using Asterisk at home.
Hey, quit playing with your nuts.
So I'm going to do the, what are you talking about?
Just keep going. Talk, you little bastard.
I was using Asterisk at home, and now I'm going to use the regular full-blown version. So I downloaded all 17 discs of Fedora Core 4. And, it was like 5 discs or something. Burned all the discs and everything, right? Downloaded all the ISOs. It was like a whole day-long project. And fucking put the disc in, boot it up, start the install, choose complete minimum installation, because I'm just going to be running the Asterisk on it.
Right.
Yeah, it, you know, used like 4 packages, and that was it. You know, didn't even need to download all the other discs.
Why, dude? You're not going to run fucking Apache on that box, or you're not going to run a MySQL database, or...
You know, I don't... Why?
Not going to run, like, 8 different fucking C compilers on there. And
yeah, no, that I don't need. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about, you know, getting rid of the Windows 2000 domain here. And
yeah, I think it's about time that replacing that got it with a
fucking Linux box, Linux server. I don't know.
Yeah, you can put Mandrake on there.
No, I'm gonna use Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. No, so I don't know. I was pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty interesting.
And reading that See No Evil book too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, See No Evil book. That movie that came out couple months ago.
Dude, stop. I just fucked something up. We're not recording.
And that was totally cool how you did the hand signs there.
Hey, thanks.
What hand signs?
It's going to sound so weird because we were in a whole other conversation there until we stopped recording. And
that was yeah, that was out. Out. That was out. There.
That's who's on the show tonight, folks. We have a special guest. It's
Mouse.
All right.
Thanks.
He's in the
studio. That was a great conversation that we just had. And
what were we talking about?
We're not going to go. Don't try.
What the fuck am I talking about?
You were supposed to do that, you know, before we started talking again. You know, make all the weird sound effects and cover everything up, man.
Oh, right. Semen.
Right. We were talking about Syriana, and we were going to start discussing the book See No Evil by Bob Baer.
You guys like brothers? You say everything at the same time?
Yes. So, that book kicks ass.
Yes, that book does kick ass.
Definitely recommend, you know, people who are interested in CIA operations.
Overseas, field operative operations. Bob Baer was out in the field in the Middle East for, well, what, 20 years, about that?
And yeah, talking all Beirut over. And all this stuff.
Beirut, Syria. What? No, not Syria, but...
Anna.
Cyprus,
yes.
Sri Lanka.
I just read that part where he's talking about where he took the Apache helicopters from Cyprus all the way to the American embassy in Lebanon.
Yeah, two...
About 20 feet off the fucking ocean.
Yeah, two choppers go in case one crashes.
Yeah.
Pick up survivors.
Yep, like 1-inch flak jackets. But, no, so it's particularly
crazy. The movie
Syriana
was... Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I was just going to say, it's the coolest part of the book so far, I think, was when he's talking about the training he got when he got to the CIA. Mm. Like a years-long fucking training. Like, just short of, like, Delta Commando training.
That's, like, one lesson that's a year long?
That's yeah, pretty
all,
much.
Yeah, he was pretty much...
That's
he,
a pretty long lesson.
They offered him the job, he showed up, and they took his ID and gave him a new one, and that was it. And for a year, he got, like, paramilitary training. I mean, crazy, like, dumped in the fucking woods, and...
You know, with mock operations,
mock operations, all kinds of shit. And just for a year straight, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks in the desert, 2 weeks in the jungle, 2 weeks in the fucking ocean, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there.
Swamps
just
and
going
shit.
Going everywhere.
He gives the impression that he's a pretty hardcore dude, and you'll see that if you read the book. And I guess you have to be pretty hardcore to do what this guy did. And how you like those sensors he left in the text,
I thought that was
way.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, you sign a non-disclosure agreement. He had... top security clearance, and you know, they monitored everything, his mail, and apparently he even had to report all the women he had sex with and all this stuff as part of, you know, top security clearance. And
the
hell was the point I was gonna make?
You don't have any
basically
points.
God damn it.
And over, you little bitch.
I'm going to have to report that one to my commander.
And there are plenty of censors in writing this book because, you know, he wasn't allowed to disclose certain names, even last names, even cover names of certain operatives that he met in places that he was at, and in certain cases, what years he was in, what countries and stuff like that, because of the sensitive nature in that non-disclosure agreement that he had signed. Which I guess makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really say, oh, I was smuggling nukes in and out of this country. at these particular times, and these are guys who bought them.
Yeah, well, you know. The CIA read the book and edited it, and instead of taking that stuff out, he left everything in. So
you can see what got blacked out, where and then just serves to piss you off, because then you just want to know what it says.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like those top secret documents that have been unclassified, and the entire thing's blacked out except for the header that says CIA and the one word that is the middle of the text somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They left where from. Like four words in the whole document are not blacked out. Somebody. But it's unclassified now. You know?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And the movie Syriana is kind of, sort of, not really based, inspired by this book.
Yeah.
The George Clooney character is roughly based on the guy who wrote the book. There's certain situations, overarching plots that kind of tie into what's going on in the book, but it's really, don't read the book and go see that movie expecting the movie to even try to be like the book, because that's not what they're trying to do.
So would you say he's tougher than Master Chief or no?
Yeah.
That's really not a fair question, because we have to evaluate whether or not Mr. Bear would be, you know, able to jump around and fight the Covenant in zero gravity. We're not even going to talk about the Flood. Let's talk about, you know, let's not bring in a third party here.
All right, we'll keep it realistic.
Yeah, let's keep it realistic.
Or, you know, the Covenant.
Well, against the Covenant, you know, would Bob Bear actually be able to fight them in zero-G conditions, you know, as, you know, well as Master Chief is able to fight the Covenant? I think that's really what you would have to, you know, evaluate that question on.
Inside your head now.
Yeah.
I think he's a badass dude, that's for sure. I don't think he's that crazy of a fighter, I mean.
No, and he didn't have to be, because that wasn't his job. His job was infiltration and, you know,
it's
cell ops and...
The book, I mean, he tells his story to make the point that the current CIA is useless.
Yeah, that's his axe he had to grind. He gives off the impression of being a field operative, and he's out in the field, and that's what he's comfortable on. He's a hands-on guy, and he fucking hates bureaucracy, and he hates, you know, desk-bound officers, you know, saying no. And there's, you know, he highlights examples of that throughout the book, and certain examples were pretty tragic in terms of, you know, human cost. And we're not even talking September 11th stuff or any of the more recent things. We're talking about 1980s and 90s operations here, you know, that he was at the center of.
It's pretty crazy shit. The guy was fluent in Arabic.
Yeah, he took 2 years in Arabic at school after he
was over there all that time. You know, I mean, you're talking about a guy that probably knows more about the Middle East and that sort of...
Dude, he probably knows Bin Laden personally. Like, they're buddies. They hang out together.
They definitely don't hang out together, but he definitely doesn't have that much respect for Osama Bin Laden or Osama Bin Laden's organization. And,
like, you know, he chills in the crib.
I mean, I haven't gotten that far, but I think... in the beginning, he says that Osama Bin Laden is not that big of a fish.
Yeah, and basically... You know, he calls him out. He calls him a vagina, basically.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but you know, you get the impression that he really would just like to bitch slap Osama.
Nice beaver.
But yeah, he talks a lot about what Arafat was doing in the '80s.
Yeah, Arafat.
You know, the Green Line and Beirut.
And Beirut and embassy bombings.
Oliver North. Well, I didn't realize he was, you know, part of
Contra.
Yeah, Fox News, man. He's a correspondent.
Yeah, I just seen him on Fox News, and his name pops up in that book, man. So I go back and started Wikipedia and...
Yeah, Ollie North.
You know, Iran-Contra and all this different shit, you know? So...
F Bill, motherfuckers.
Right.
So that was our book discussion. for this week. Our book of the month. Book movie
book of the month club book by F. Bill Radio.
Yeah, the book club. The F. Bill Radio book club.
But no, seriously. See No Evil. See No Evil. Bob Bear.
Bob Bear.
Fucking read it. It's a great book. If you're into that shit.
Even if you're not into that shit, just read it anyway. Just because it's good for you
to read
books.
Even if you have no eyeballs, I've
seriously learned more out of the first half of this book about the Middle East than,
like, public school and
private school. You never paid attention in school.
No. Neither did I. In fact, I have no formal education.
If we had to read this book, I would have paid more attention in school. Or if we read stuff that was actually educational.
You know.
Yeah, no, that's the truth.
I don't could care less about reading Sense and Sensibility and, you know, fucking
don't even get bullshit. Mr. White started about Shakespeare.
Dude, I know why the caged bird sings. Maybe you guys do, too.
Because it's in the fucking coal mine in West Virginia somewhere.
Oh. That was something. Mine. You know, when I was sick, I'm fucking laying here, flipping through news channels, trying to catch up on things, and, you know, everyone is just covering these miners in the... You know,
poor people, right? Fucking stuck in that mine shaft 2 miles down, gotta be turned into a fucking national circus by media again.
Yeah, I feel bad for them. Obviously, you don't want anybody dying and family and stuff. You know, it's a bad thing, but in all honesty, in the whole world, you know, there's more important things going on.
Agreed.
And that's why I hate the news. Because for 2 days, that's all they showed. They talked about nothing else. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to have, like, real up-to-the-time stuff what's going on, drop some camera crews in Baghdad. Outside of your contained CNN fucking buildings.
And drop them right in the fucking F-Bill studios, man.
Yeah, drop them in the F-Bill studios. We'll show them what's up. I'll practice knifing people on them.
Maybe you shouldn't say such violent things
right. Sorry.
I was just kidding when I said I was going to stab Big City. He's actually a very good friend of mine. I would never stab him. I have a lot of respect for Big City as a human.
Motherfucker!
We also have a lot of respect for CNN and Fox News as news organizations, and we never wish to do harm. Would you shut the fuck up?
Man,
I'm trying.
Fuck them.
Thanks for the collateral damage that you gave out. I'm trying to, you know, smooth things over here, do damage control, and Jesus.
Mac. Wait, play that again. Play that again.
Mac.
Where the hell did you pull that from?
You said it.
Mac. Jesus.
Hey, you know what happens when you
put Mac.
That's repeat right there. Mac.
All right, cut that out.
So I'm not suspecting that we got much listener interaction.
After the last show, I couldn't imagine we would.
No, neither could I.
Why? What happened to the last show?
I don't know. It sucked.
Did it?
Beware.
Don't they all suck? The forums. Forums are going pretty good. I'm in there right now.
Live on the air? You're in there?
Yeah.
Like Big City was last time when it was live?
Over there, fiending to play Advance Wars on your DS while I'm sitting here.
No, actually, I wish you had your DS down here so I could send you penises and picto chat.
Semen.
Yeah, I'm in the forums right now. It's not too much. I posted up a lot of posts on over the break here.
Yeah, you've been spamming the forums. Those Spammer. Fucking links, asshole.
My post count's getting higher. I feel
karma's
special.
Getting up
there. Dude, I fucking shut karma off.
Yeah, that's what you are, you big pile of rot.
So what's been going on lately? WMF, huh?
What the fuck are you talking about?
WMF.
Was that a segue into something else?
Yeah, exactly. That wasn't cool, man.
Fucking WMF. WMF.
What is it, WMDs or something, man?
Weapons of Mass Fornication.
Awesome!
White male democracies.
It's that Microsoft bug that...
the metaphile?
Yeah, that everyone's been flipping their tits over. Losing it. CNN cut into the...
What the fuck was the big deal about that? There was some patch that got released, by a non-Microsoft...
Actually, there was a couple of them, I think, that were released by Nine Microsoft Entities. And
the fuck was the big deal about it?
Well, they're saying it was a zero-day bug, and it pretty much affected every single version of Microsoft Windows ever. It's something I believe it has to do with, like, thumbnail things or something, that if you...
Yeah, metafiles.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a pedophile, except an image of one, actually.
Right, so let me guess, there was some computer hacker using Linux.
Linux.
Using Debian or something that...
Ubuntu.
You know, that heavily modified version of the U.S. government and Windows source code.
Yeah, his thumb was in his asterisk.
What? I don't know.
Soviet, you know, Soviet prisoner of war.
It's just everybody and their mother was talking about this gadget.
Dude, it was on the fucking front page of CNN, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They interrupted their minor coverage.
I was
going to
post about it in the fucking forums, man.
Dude,
I was
working.
So scared.
It told me not to even go on to the internet.
Yeah?
I went onto the forums because I figured... You know, our website didn't have the bug. But then later I found out this hard truth of it all.
Which was?
I clicked on FBill Radio. Click here to be owned by like a 17-year-old on prom night. And that's what happened to me. That's my computer is now in the gutter again. FBill Radio.
Are you serious?
The fucking PC is in the...
Don't go there. Because you get owned like a 17-year-old girl on prom night.
Your PC is really in the shitter again?
No, I just made that whole story up.
Yeah, I know you did.
You got me. You called me out on it. You're right. I'm wrong.
Mac.
That's that.
Mac.
So do we have any other items to talk about?
I think that's the show, guys.
Yeah, I think that's it. 38 minutes, right?
There's the Google video thing.
Awesome.
Isn't that's what's going down lately? Google is set to start selling video in their video store, Google Video Store.
What are they going to sell? Like homemade videos? Like if I made a video and sent it to them,
there's
going to
be
gonna
an invisible link to the adult section.
No, there's porn. Yeah, it's going to be like that stupid fucking movie.
Stupid fucking movie.
With Sandra Bullock. What was that called?
The Net.
Oh, Net. Yeah, where it's like the lower right hand corner of the screen. You click on it, and the whole fucking world changes.
Dude, Sandra Bullock could not be a hacker.
Dude, and, like, I like how she downloaded that entire, network directory onto that fucking 3.5-inch disc.
Dude,
remember
I
that
heard...
part?
Yeah, in, like, 2 seconds over a modem in 93.
2400 mod.
Dude, people were watching that going, can that happen? The world's gonna end. That was back, you know, when...
Yeah, what happened?
People were only slightly less ignorant about computers than they are now.
Remember that movie, War Games, man?
Yeah, it's a sweet movie.
Yeah, it was a sweet movie. And that came out when? In the early 80s? Yeah. How come, like, that movie is, you know, so much better than that and Hackers, you know?
Well, that was, I mean, that was a
dude,
cool
even
movie.
Tron was better than Hackers.
Tron was pretty neat.
Hackers, that movie sucked. The Net sucked. The Net was out of response to, like, guys like Kevin Mitnick and stuff getting arrested. People, I mean, there are really newspaper articles that said this guy could, like, launch missiles from a payphone.
Excellent!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People were just scared to death, like, you know? I mean, the Cold War was over. They had to be scared of something, right? You know, they have to have a reason to have all their bunkers and...
Linux.
You know, Linux and... Yeah, I'll post that up on the website.
Yeah, put that up in the forums.
So everyone can watch that.
Hey, man. Props to Metatron for linking to us on his site.
Yeah, thanks, homeboy.
Yeah, thanks.
If you or anybody you know is linking to us, tell us.
Yeah, I found this on adequacy.org. It's news for grown-ups, it says.
This is great.
It's an article. This is from 2001. Again, I'll link to this on the homepage.
Been making references to it all night.
It's entitled, Is Your Son a Computer Hacker? Now, this is a lengthy thing that you guys can read if you want, but I'll give you the gist of it. It starts off by saying, as an enlightened, modern parent, I try to be involved in as much as possible in the lives of my 6 children. Okay? So apparently he, you know, tries to take care of his kids when he stops long enough from having sex. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
totally.
Perfect.
He says he encourages them to join team sports, He attends their teen parties with them to ensure no drinking or alcohol is on the premises. I keep a fatherly eye on the CDs they listen to and the TV shows they watch, and the books they read. You can say I'm a model parent. This is paragraph one. Fucking love it. My children have never failed to make me proud, and I can say without the slightest embellishment that I have the finest family in the USA. It only gets better. Apparently, him and his wife, Carol, decided their kids should be computer literate, so he bought them a brand new Compaq to learn with, and a handful of applications, such as Adobe's Photoshop and Microsoft's Yay. Word. My Yay. Wife and I were pleased that our gift was received so well. This is fucking funny. Apparently, one night, his daughter, Cindy, ran into the living room and yelled out, Peter is a computer hacker.
Mommy!
I was amazed, as you can imagine. A computer hacker in my own house. I began to monitor my son's habits to make sure that Cindy just wasn't telling stories. After a few days of investigation and some research into computer hacking, I confronted Peter with the evidence. I'm afraid to say that this is the only time I've ever been truly disappointed in one of my own children. Raised to be honest, blah, blah, blah. Denial continued for hours and was left with no choice but to ban him from using the computer until he's old enough to be responsible for his own actions.
Super interesting.
So this fine gentleman and the most outstanding parent who has ever lived has come up with a list for everyone to read.
The list of which?
The top 10 signs your son is a computer hacker.
Number 10.
Oh, you're going to read it out now? Okay, man.
Why?
Are we not going to read it now?
I thought you were just going to, you know.
Communication is key.
No, I'll run down the list. Everyone can read this more thoroughly.
Oh, okay. Is that how you're running it?
Yeah.
I know, you're the boss.
Number 10. Has your son asked to change ISPs?
Can you
definite
say,
sign.
What does
number
ISP
two.
Stand for the non-computer people listening to this show?
Number two, are you finding programs on your computer that you don't remember installing?
Flash player.
Okay. Popular hacker software includes Comet Cursor, Bonsai Buddy, and Flash. Number three, has your child asked for new hardware? Apparently requiring faster video cards makes you a hacker.
I think
if your son has requested a new processor, in quotation marks, from a company called AMD, this is genuine cause for alarm.
Read that paragraph.
AMD is a third world-based company who make inferior knockoff copies of American processor chips. They use child labor extensively in their third world sweatshops because you can, in fact, do something as sensitive as make fucking microprocessors in a sweatshop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have news.
They deliberately disable security features that American processors make, such as Intel, to prevent hacking. Because Intel processors prevent hacking. This shit's funny.
AMD is Satan.
Number four.
Satan-based
company. Does your child read hacking manuals?
Well, that's a good sign. That's probably the best sign on there.
Okay. Now, many hacking manuals are available in bookshops today. A few titles to watch out for are Snow Crash, Cryptonomicon, Neuromancer.
Oh, Necronomicon.
Yeah, whatever. Programming with Pearl, Geeks, The Hacker Crackdown, Micro Surfs, Hackers, and, of course, The Ultimate Hacking Manual, The Cathedral and the Bazaar by Eric Raymond. How much time does your child spend on the computer each day? If your son spends more than 30 minutes each day, he may be using it to DOS other people's websites. DOSing involves gaining access to command prompts on other people's machines.
The nerve.
Stop it. Stop it.
Number six. Does your son use Quake?
The game?
Listen, Quake is an... the game. Quake is an online virtual reality used by hackers. It is a popular meeting place and training ground where they discuss hacking and train in various firearms.
Quake many was also developed by Satan.
Many hackers developed antisocial tendencies due to the use of this virtual world, which causes erratic behavior at home and at school.
Mom, I'm going to cap your ass!
Number seven. Is your son becoming argumentative or surly in his social behavior?
Surly.
Becomes disaffected with the real world. Number eight.
I got that problem too.
Is your son obsessed with Linux? And I did not mispronounce Linux. It is written on here as Linux. BSD, Linux, Debian, and Mandrake are all versions of an illegal hacker operating system invented by a Soviet computer hacker named Linus Torvalds. Before the Russians lost the Cold War.
And as we all know, the hammer and sickle are Satan's tools.
It is based on a program called Xenix, which was written by Microsoft for the Unix government. Xenix? Yeah.
Next to Linux?
These programs are used by hackers to break into people's computer systems to steal credit card numbers. Listen, this is unbelievable. They may also be used to break into people's stereos to steal music using MP3 programs. From a fucking Soviet hacker Linux installation, you can break into a stereo and steal people's music by using MP3 programs.
Good thing we won the Cold War, man. Imagine where this world would have been if we lost.
If you see the word Lilo, your son has installed. Has your son, number nine, has your son radically changed his appearance? If he has undergone a sudden change in style of dress, you may have a hacker on your hands. Hackers tend to dress in bright day glow colors. They may take to carrying glow sticks and wear pacifiers around their necks.
Is this a raver or a hacker?
Yeah. Is your son struggling academically? Number 10.
Yeah.
If your son is failing courses in school and performing poorly on sports teams, he may be involved in a hacky group such as the infamous Otaku Hacker Association. Excessive time spent on the computer communicating with his fellow hackers may cause temporary damage to the eyes and brain from electromagnetic radiation.
Dude, I'm fucked up right now from the same problem.
In extreme cases, overexposure to computer radiation causes schizophrenia, meningitis, and other psychological diseases.
Meningitis?
Fucking meningitis.
Meningitis, isn't that like that cold flu?
He may even start to gain weight.
That was a great list.
Yes. And, it's,
What is it, man?
Spit it out.
It's just, dude, this is so unbelievable, man. You know?
Linux.
That people like this fucking, such ignorance exists. You know? And it's like, your kid's actually probably just doing some good shit. And, you're such a tight ass that.
Yeah, fuck him.
Mac.
But, I'll post that up on where, Big City?
Throw that in? FBillRadio.com.
Right.
Do you want me to get into the... Nah, yeah, that's good enough.
And apparently Jeff Bezos is finally going to launch some shit around into orbit.
Who's Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, explain.
He's that guy that sells, books and stuff.
Like Tim O'Reilly?
Amazon.com.
Oh, really? And, he has a Seller Central set up on Amazon.com?
He's revamping Tim fucking O'Reilly? Warehouse.
Oh, so he finally figured out that
build spacecrafts.
Fucking spaceships landing vertically like he was going to do last time. Probably wasn't going to work out too well.
Who was that?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he's still talking about that.
Oh, really? That's still his idea?
Yeah. Yeah, he's dropping cash hand over fist, you know, like $30 million or something for the property and building and shit. So, I don't know.
So is he paying that with, like, actual cash, or is it, like, Amazon stock that he's buying that with?
He just gives you... He's probably just got, like, this thing.
Gives you, like, gift cards at Amazon.com.
Here's a box of gift cards.
Each one of those is a 50.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Keep the change. It's like checking out.
A two-year permanent 15% discount.
Do you think he ever has, like, cash on him?
No. Why would he, man?
Think he ever buys anything?
Run into a fucking McDonald's and say, hey, I'm on a Happy Meal or something?
Why not? Why can't Jeff Bezos? I mean, do you think he's just such
with a name like that, would you? Wouldn't you say that if your last name was Bezos?
Honestly, if he walked into a McDonald's, you think anybody would recognize anything?
No.
Would recognize him? No.
You know,
but you know, he probably thinks that they will, and maybe that's because he pulls up in a fucking
$200,000
limousine with flanked by Hummers and walks in there.
More importantly, though, would he get fucking pwned by the 6-year-old in that McDonald's in Mario Kart DS?
Yes. Yes, he would. Jeff Bezos cannot play Mario Kart DS. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have opposable thumbs. I made that up. I can't back that up with any scientific evidence. So anyway, guys.
Mac. Right.
Opposable thumbs.
Anyway. I guess, is that it for this week?
That's all that we had. Yeah, apparently there was a breakdown in communications. We were supposed to discuss things before
We'll have more to say next in 2 weeks. But you want to give them the rundown, Big City?
About what?
All the information, man. Come on, this is your.
I thought that was the beginning of the show.
We didn't do it, so you got to do it now.
Who did that?
I did.
Yeah, he did.
Shutting down the laptop.
You can't play sounds. Only I can do that.
I didn't play a sound. Damn it.
Yes, you fucking did.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Tell him, give him the rundown.
Ladies and gentlemen, F-Bill Radio can be downloaded at www.fbillradio.com, or you can get our voicemail number there and leave us voicemails and kinky things like that. You can also check out the forums at fbillradio.com. You can also be owned like a 17-year-old girl on prom night. If you go to F-Bill Radio, it's like a soccer mom. Be owned like a soccer mom on fbillradio.com.
And what's the email address?
fbillradio.com.
Radio at fbillradio.com.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
You call know, us.
People
at
get in contact with us, man. Voicemails.
Yeah, leaving posts all over.
If you're oppressed and Chinese, leave us a call.
Yes. Definitely.
Country code. What is our country code?
One.
One?
Yes. Is that arrogance or what?
If that isn't, I don't know what is.
Yes, we are country code 1.
What are you guys talking about?
Country codes.
Country codes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a country code?
For telephones.
Yeah, you call.
When you call out of the
I
country.
I thought you were going to say fertility right there. We said fertility. For telephones.
Fertility yeah. phones. Fertility
like, phones. I really honestly thought you were going to say fertility.
No.
Yes, this is the old baby maker.
Yeah.
You pick that right up there and boop, you got a baby.
Right. Whoa.
What was that? Your fucking
that was a baby.
Matrix
no, that
impersonation?
No, that was a baby right there. Now you have one. I was just producing infantile.
What was that? Seriously, whoa.
No, I just heard a sound. I didn't know what it was.
It was me. I did it. I'll be perfectly honest.
Mac. And thanks to,
Yeah, thanks to the listeners that have been in the forums trying to communicate with us.
Shout outs to everyone who's posted in the forums.
Shout outs again to Metatron for linking to us. That was cool, you dude.
Yep. Dude. And any more shout outs?
Yeah, go to the forums, please, because I get really bored at work and I need something to do while I'm there.
Yeah, and I just don't know.
Dude, I wish I could
look
at him at work, but I can't.
Why not?
Dude, because I'm not supposed to look at shit like that.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah, but you work for a small corporation. I work for a big corporation that employs lots of people and technologies to find me going to fbillradio.com and fucking shut it down.
They've
done
it before.
Dude, we're Guerrilla
Radio. Do it again.
They can't shut us down. You can't stop it now.
All hell.
We're Guerrilla Radio.
Can't stop us now. No. And plus, I just started a new job, so I actually have to work now. So.
Yeah, and plus, like,
that's why you've been such a tight ass with the emails.
Yeah, dude, I expected that. I'm pretty much not going to be emailing at all. It might take me hours to get back to you. Because I have to go to things called meetings starting next week. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they are, but in my inbox,
anything get accomplished
I got invitations.
In those meetings?
No, it's this whole crazy technology where, like,
it's
someone
like
sent me an invitation and an email, and then I accepted it, and then it actually got put on my calendar, you know? This whole magnificent technology,
dude,
called Outlook.
You're running, like, Outlook Express, man. 2002, probably.
Yeah, no.
I always knew you were an Outlook Express.
No, I got, dude, I got fucking meetings now and stuff. Like, I'm on the radar. This sucks. It used to be under the radar.
Outlook Expresser.
Fucking just getting, you know, doing whatever I wanted. And
yeah, so that's why we don't hear from you anymore.
Pretty much, yeah. Fucking damn. Sucks. Like, I really got to work now.
Damn.
That sucks. You know, like,
work sucks. Work for a living.
Damn. Nope. So the moral of the story is do not work for a large company.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's the moral that you should take.
They
from
outsource
that.
Their IT, which means that there's a whole nother company that is just trying to fucking find people that are using the internet.
Yeah, so if your IT section is outsourced, don't work for that company. However, if it's not outsourced and the people are probably lazy,
or just work for
company,
the IT portion, and then you know.
Well, that's dude. Our listeners don't work for IT companies.
Yeah, that's
some of them do.
Yeah, you know, some of them probably
I think some of them work for the federal government.
The FCC.
I think
the IT department of the federal government that has not yet been outsourced to India.
I think it'll be Puerto Rico.
What's Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
It could be outsourced to Puerto Rico. The place I work can't outsource outside of the United States, so they're moving operations to Puerto Rico.
Just because.
Because it's fucking hell of a lot cheaper. You know, gotta pay the Puerto Ricans a lot of money.
Yeah, but do they know the shit?
Huh? I don't know.
That's not important, man.
They don't care if the job gets done. They just want to pay cheaper for it.
Pay now, pay later.
Don't you get it, man? It doesn't. The product doesn't matter. They just want to pay less for the product.
Bill me later.
That's the whole thing, man. The product does not matter. Quality does not matter when it comes to outsourcing, you know?
Upon the levers.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, you know, shout outs to all the Chinese people listening to us in China, because there are a lot of them, I think.
How do they understand what we're saying?
I don't know. Maybe they speak English, you ignorant bastard.
Oh, yeah, good call. Total good call on that.
Yeah.
They probably do know. I keep thinking things are, like, feudal still over there.
Or they could be using our show to learn English, just like they use transcriptions of George Bush's speeches.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
I heard that somewhere, that they listen to recordings of George Bush talking.
Savages.
To learn English.
I've got a speech impediment.
Oh, all right, man.
Yeah, kill it.
All right. Goodbye.
Yes. I'm Mr. White.
I'm Malice Factor. Unfortunately for all of you, I'm still alive.
And Big City. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
Land the confusion. Later. Mac.